Are you tired of your favorite cut of beef or chicken costing more and weighing less every time you buy it from the store? Well, Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee offers a sizzling solution. During their April Price Shield campaign, Good Ranchers is not just offering a temporary fix, but a long-term solution. They're locking in your price until 2026 when you subscribe to one of their boxes. GoodRanchers.com is where I get the most tender meat that's full of flavor every time. With options like beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, they have something for even the pickiest of eaters. There's no reason to order takeout when you can make something far better at home. Good Ranchers even offers recipes to take your cooking skills to the next level. With meat prices on the rise and store-bought meat quality on the decline, Good Ranchers Price Shield will not just save you hundreds, but give you the best 100% American meat that you'll ever eat. Right now, when you go to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code DAILYWIRE, you'll get their exclusive Price Shield plus an additional 10% off your order. This offer ends at the end of the month, so if you want to secure your best price until 2026, go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code DAILYWIRE.
All right, so today, a fun game to play is Would You Rather? At least that was a fun game to play when I was 7, and now I'm playing it again at the age of 37. For this video. The first question is, would I rather do this video or anything else with my time? And the answer is anything else. But we're doing this because it's good content. Wait, McKenna, are you going to give me the would I rather?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Well, let's get right into it. I think that was a great intro. People are excited about this idea. They'll be excited about the concept. And so let's do it.
Yeah, definitely your best video intro ever. So your first question is, would you rather explore the Arctic or the rainforest?
I think about this a lot. I think I'd take, you think there's more to discover, more to see in the rainforest, but there's something about just the cold, dead, barren, miserable, dark gray wasteland of the Arctic that I find oddly appealing. So I think I'd go with the Arctic.
All right. Next would be, would you rather be surrounded by spiders or by trans activists for the rest of your life?
What do you mean surrounded?
Like literally all around you.
Well, because you could argue that I'm already surrounded by spiders, I just can't see them because there's like billions and trillions of spiders in the world. So, like, what do you mean all around me?
Imagine tarantula specifically.
Tarantula. Well, that's more information than you gave me originally. So, tarantula. So, would I rather be surrounded by tarantulas? And when you say surrounded, like, are we talking they're crawling all over me? Or are they just sort of in a privil? Do they make contact with me?
100%. They make contact with you, yes.
And then what are the trans activists doing? They're just following me around all the time. Like when I'm sleeping in my bed, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story about children making their parents try one bite.
I'll take the spiders.
Okay. Next would be, would you rather let everyone have the chance to meet an alien or be the only one?
For that, I would... That's not even anything to think about. I'd be the only one. I only want to be the only one who meets the aliens. I don't trust anybody else. I don't trust anybody else to make that first contact. Preparing for this my whole life, I've thought a lot about it. I know exactly how it would go.
I surrender!
And I even have it depicted in a painting, so I'd only want it to be me.
Would you rather be an Avenger or a Jedi?
Which one of the Avengers? I know who they are, but which superheroes are the Avengers? Is that like
Iron Man,
Spider-Man?
Captain America, yeah, Spider-Man.
Transformers, are they in there?
No. Thor, Hawkeye, Black Widow.
Hawkeye.
Doctor Strange.
Okay, and then that or a Jedi. What do Jedi do? They don't have, so Jedi, they have their little, their sword. But Jedi, they can move things with their, just the four, the power of their minds, can't they? Isn't that a thing that Jedi can do?
I think that's how the Force works.
Well, you're the one who's putting these scenarios in front of me. I need all the information necessary to make these kinds of important decisions to make. I guess I would probably take... I mean, Thor can basically do everything. So he can fly. He can do, it's like the rip-off Spider, the rip-off Superman. So I guess I would take him. I don't think you'd beat Thor. Profiling, surveillance, and data harvesting are a few things not to like about tech giants, but what can you actually do about it when you rely on so many of their products? Well, the good news is it doesn't take much for you to take a stand. For less than $7 per month, you can join me and fight back against big tech by using ExpressVPN. Big tech companies make all their money by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your personal data. ExpressVPN helps you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, a unique identifier that every device has that allows big tech to match your activity back to you. That's why I use ExpressVPN on all of my devices to make it much more difficult for them to exploit my data. Best part is how easy it is to use the ExpressVPN app. I just tap one button on my phone or computer and I turn it on, and it's that simple. Your data is your business. Visit expressvpn.com/walshyt. Use my link at expressvpn.com/walshyt to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/walshyt.
All right. Would you rather meet an ancient ancestor or meet your descendant who lives 2,000 years from now?
So it's kind of a question of, would I rather meet the person who I can blame for how I turned out, or do I want to meet someone who I'm to blame for how they turned out in some way? I don't want to know what my descendants 2,000 years from now, what's going on with them. And I would feel somewhat responsible for it. So I know it's not going to be good. So I'll take the ancestor. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be Ben Shapiro or Michael Knowles?
Well, that's an easy one, because Ben Shapiro is the only one of the two that, as far as we know, is even capable of growing a beard. I don't even know if Michael can. I don't think we've ever seen any evidence. I'm also going to assume that Ben probably has a higher net worth, so I'm going with Ben.
Okay, that's fair. Would you rather go fishing and never catch anything, or never go fishing again?
I already go fishing and never catch anything, so I'll take that.
Oh, okay. That's sad. Would you rather only ever eat bad chili or only ever eat bad bacon?
What do you mean, only ever eat? Like, literally, that's the only thing I ever eat in my life. Can I eat anything else but that?
No, so whenever you go to eat chili, like, it's only ever bad.
Well, then I wouldn't eat it. But I wouldn't eat it anymore if it was only bad. So I just would not eat it. So what you're really asking me is, which would I rather stop eating, right? Bacon or chili?
That's sure.
Isn't that the question?
Why do you have to analyze this?
Well, is that the question, though? But that's a different. It's a difference between every time I go to eat it, it's bad, or I can only eat that food for my whole life.
Okay, fine. You can only ever eat that for your whole life, if that's how this is going to be.
Okay, well, then obviously I'm going to take the chili, because I think I could survive. That's going to have more nutrients in it. I mean, well, it depends also. Then there's a question about, is this Texas-style chili, where it's really just spices and meat? Is this Cincinnati chili, where you've got even the noodles in there, so you've got some carbohydrates? I think you can survive on that for longer. Bacon, if you only eat that, you're not going to survive past probably a few weeks, I would think. So I guess I'll take the bad chili.
Okay. Would you rather never put your grocery cart away or always have to use the urinal right next to someone else?
Well, what do you mean always? So if I walk into the bathroom and there's not anyone at the urinal, I'm not allowed to go? Or does someone materialize magically?
There's always somebody there.
Could I just not ever go into a public restroom ever again then? And I just go at home? Or is there someone there too?
We should have never done this video.
Well, I need all the information. I'm trying to do the bit, but I don't have the information I need to make the kinds of decisions that you're asking
me to make. Literally all the information is in the question, Matt.
Okay, is there always someone in the bathroom, no matter what bathroom I go to?
Absolutely.
Okay, well then I'll do the grocery cart one.
Okay, God. Okay, would you rather be beardless or bald?
Bald. Easy.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, is that it? All right. Well, I think I nailed that. I think in the future, if we do this again, we're gonna need to spell out these scenarios a little bit more so we have a full picture of what I'm really choosing, because I don't like to make choices without having all. This is an important lesson. I like to be educated on all the scenarios before I make choices, but. Overall, I think it worked out pretty well. Okay.
This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. Sleep, especially as you get older, is so critical, but no two people sleep alike. That's why Helix offers several different mattress models, each designed for specific sleep positions and preferences. Go to helixsleep.com/dailywire and take their sleep quiz to find the mattress made for you. Whether you're a side sleeper, a stomach sleeper, a hot sleeper, or a cold sleeper, Helix has just the mattress for you. I took the Helix sleep quiz and was matched with a Helix Midnight mattress because I wanted a medium firmness and I sleep on my side. I am sleeping so much better on my new mattress. Don't want to take my word for it? Well, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Take the quiz and order the perfect mattress right to your door, shipped for free. It's so quick and fun to unbox, and you won't believe how well you'll sleep. All Helix mattresses come with a 100-night trial and a 10 or 15-year warranty. Helix even offers financing options and flexible payment plans. A great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and a free bedroom bundle for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/dailywire and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. That's helixsleep.com/dailywire, code HELIXPARTNER20.